to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Good morning to my beautiful brains. How are you? Welcome to The Edge, and I'd like to welcome all of our new listeners. I see you lining up here on The Edge to sound the alarm. Temple Siren's owner, Leanna May, is sounding the alarm and awakening us to cutting-edge technology and medical spa treatments and beyond. She's come to The Edge to help us renew our beauty. Brains, beauty, the beauty industry is evolving, and Leanna May is on the cutting edge, not with over-the-counter cosmetic trends, but real-life applications to beauty for both inside and outside. Beauty is more than skin deep, and Leanna, well, she takes us to that place. She's a powerhouse. She's a businesswoman, the owner of three incredible businesses and the mother of two. So I hope you have on your beautiful, fluffy, white robe and your powder puffs as we welcome our guest today, Leanna May. Good morning, Leanna. How are you?
I'm great, April. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming to The Edge. Absolutely. My brains are due for a beauty treatment, a nice spa treatment, and I hear you're the woman to provide that. So tell us a little bit about your journey and your story and how you got involved in the beauty industry.
Well, I got involved in the beauty industry at a very young age when I started going into spas and salons almost weekly to keep up my appearance in order to sell and to be presentable in my career. I started at a very young age as a young mother, working in corporate, traveling around the world, raising two children, working two or three jobs at times to put myself through college, and the spa and salon was an integral part of my being. There wasn't, you know, the luxury of having a bad hair day or a bad manicure. You always have to look your best to impress.
Right.
So
right.
Traveling around the world also, I got a really good look at what other people are doing, what other countries are doing, ancient practices, and what's happening now in the latest technology and all of that.
And so you took all of this and you bundled it into a beautiful package. And tell us a little bit about your philosophy to beauty and the things that you incorporate in your spas.
So my approach to beauty is a holistic. We're getting back to the basics. So the word spa actually originated in Latin, in the Latin language, and then into Old French. And the original meaning is to heal with water. The mineral springs of the planet, the actual springs of the planet, are where we find our deepest healing. That is where the spa originated. So over time, all of these practices were using water. You know, your pedicures that you get, the facials, everything is using water, and that's wonderful. But I think over time, we've kind of lost sight of the healing aspect. So it's become a very shallow experience at times when you're going in, for example, to a medical spa, and you are basically tortured with needles and lasers and toxic chemicals that cause severe damage and long-term damage, permanent damage even. So how do we get the best of technology, the healing on every level, spiritual, mental, physical, and get the results that we want? People want results now. They want them yesterday. They don't want to do the work to regenerate the body. So how can we maybe offer a biohack into the system and reset the body and give them the time, space, and support to truly heal at a cellular level and regenerate from the inside out, and also use the technology that's available to us today. So that's kind of the beginning of the concept. The experience is immersive. You come to our spa, you're not going to be put into a torture chamber. You're not going to be overwhelmed with the smell of chlorine. You're not going to be upsold on expensive products that don't work.
Right.
And so there we begin our healing.
I think that's fantastic because, you know, again, like you said, you want to do the work, but it can be torturous. You know, you're going in there with the lasers, and then you do the
yeah.
cosmetic work, and then the healing afterwards,
yeah.
the bruising and all that. And then you look at yourself and you say, wow, you know, I got to go through this, you know, the Botox injections and all that. I got to go through this in the next 6 months again. So it is work. Tell me a little bit about your training. You said that you've traveled around the world. Tell me about some of the teachings and some of the philosophies that you've learned and have been able to streamline and incorporate them and blend them in your practice of treatment.
Well, I've been to Bali. I completed a raw chef certification course there. I know very well how raw foods can impact our health and regenerate the body at a cellular level, cleanse the body, nourish the body at a deeper level than what we get with your standard diet here in America.
Right.
Began with food for me, travel and food. As I attend all these seminars and everything else, what really speaks to me is food and luxurious experiences. So whenever I'm in another country, I immediately go to the nearest wellness center or spa, and I see what they're doing there. And I find that the most effective treatments are those that are holistic and those that have been practiced for centuries. So, for example, when I'm in China, I love to visit the 5,000-year-old tea farms where they're growing hundreds of acres of whole-leaf organic tea. And this is where green tea that you find in the sachet and tiny little granules, you know, in America, this is where it began. And you can go and pick the tea leaves and experience what it is supposed to be and the healing benefits of that. And so when you ask me my training and my background, yeah, I have all these certifications, but I find that the real healing and the real training comes from Mother Nature and from these ancient practices.
Well, let me tell you a funny story. I was in China, and I went to the tea shops, and I was enamored with all of the different teas and all the different medicinal benefits that they had. So I come home, and I make myself a tea, not realizing that the amount that they served versus the amount that we consume here in the U.S., I started to hallucinate. Oh, yes, I did. It was crazy. And I looked at my husband and I said, baby, I said, this is just kind of strange. What's going on? He said, what did you do? And I said, well, I had a big cup of tea. He says, well, you know what? You have to realize that that is herbal medicine.
He says,
you have to be careful with that stuff. So it is really, you know, I understand what you're saying, and there is a lot of benefit from the tea leaves, the way that they use them, even if as a topical, you know, and as well as ingesting them. With all of this training and travel that you've done and experiences that you have, what is your goal? What are you looking to bring to the forefront to your clients?
So, you know, the story you tell gives me a reminder of my own story that I had with my daughter. My goal is to empower people to heal from the inside out by showing them exactly the source of plant medicine, the source of these remedies that are available to them. And for example, you know, I'm down in Cabo San Lucas with my kids, with my daughter and my son. And my daughter, of course, she's very fair-skinned and she gets a sunburn. And we're sitting there in our villa and she says, let's go to the store and get aloe gel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in our pajamas already. And I said, we could go to the store. It's 9:30 at night. We could go to the store and get dressed, get the car keys, drive to the store, buy an aloe gel off the shelf that has maybe 5-10% actual aloe plant in it and keep using it. You know. Or we can walk outside in our bare feet right outside our villa where there's a natural aloe plant growing in the ground,
right.
Pick the leaves, and use that on your skin and not have to reapply because it's straight from the source.
Exactly.
So the goal here with every experience, all of our teachings under our roof, is to reconnect you to the source and to also take advantage of the technology that's available to us today. There is actually nothing wrong with laser light healing. I'm actually a big fan. There's nothing wrong with microneedling if done properly. When you use these modalities in combination and the worlds of medicine intersect, we bridge the divide that is empowering us each as individuals to heal wholly from the inside out. So that's our goal, to heal.
Okay. Okay. And so you're using wonderful technology. Tell me some of the services that you provide at your spa, because we had a conversation, and I want you to talk a little bit about the tank, the float tanks also, and
okay.
I'll share my experience. But tell me a little bit about the treatments and services that you offer at your spas.
So we have many treatments and services. The sensory deprivation float tanks are my personal favorite because I personally am a very high-energy person. I don't know if anybody is familiar with doshas or Ayurvedic energy or medicine. I'm Vata, which means I'm very kind of neurotic. I'm very high energy. I kind of have a scattered energy. I tend to get disorganized or distracted easily if I don't stay grounded. So these sensory deprivation float tanks, they completely silence the senses, all five senses, so that you get a deeper rest at a neurological level. So it's energetic, it's neurological, it's physical. You're laying in 800 pounds of salt in 6 inches shallow water.
Wow.
It's about 97 degrees in there. So you're not feeling any hot or cold. You're not feeling gravity. You're literally buoyant in the water. And your senses are allowed to finally get some rest for the constant stimuli that we're experiencing. So this is my go-to. When I land after days of travel, I go straight into the tank because it's a one-hour biohack reset that'll completely rest the body. So you get out feeling like you've had 2 weeks vacation or the best sleep of your life. It's absolutely phenomenal. So that's my go-to.
Well, I'm glad
for everything.
That's your experience. Because
the 800 pounds of salt is also a detoxifying body. Please tell me your experience. What was yours?
A panic attack. What?
Yeah.
I got in there in the tank, and, you know, all my friends swear by it, you know, because, again, I'm a brain. I'm on the cutting edge. I'm adventurous. I have no problem trying it one time. I get in the tank, and I'm feeling this sliminess. I could not relax. I tried to breathe, you know. I tried to float.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. And after like 5 or 10 minutes, I'm knocking on the door and I'm saying, you know what, I want out of here. But after talking to you, and again, wanting to open myself up to this experience, you say, don't just try it once, try it twice. So now that I have, because I really didn't have a lot of consultation before I went in. So now that I have a better understanding of what the expectation is, what I am supposed to be feeling, what I am supposed to be, you know, putting my body through, putting my mind through, and relaxing, I'm going to go back. Maybe I have to come to Seattle. And maybe I have to come to Seattle and be with you. But I wasn't in a trusting space. So I think, too, it was about the intention. And so you have to set the intention on everything you do. Your mind, your body, your spirit, your diet, you have to know what you want to do and the desired outcome when trying these things. So I'm going to be open to it. I really am.
Yeah, well, and let's talk a little bit about this, because I think this is a huge barrier in creating any type of change in our life or welcoming in new experiences. So our natural state of being, I'm just going to touch on this a little bit. Our natural state of being as a human is we primarily, our brain activity exists in the lower brain area, especially when we're in a new environment, meet new people, or we feel threatened. All the brain activity immediately goes into the lower brain where we become very highly reactive, and we go into a fight or flight out of survival. So we're constantly evaluating, is this a safe experience for me? Not, is it going to help me? Is it safe? Am I safe here, or is my life being threatened? That's where you're at in your brain. So it doesn't matter what you know logically when your brain is in that state. You're going to be in fight or flight. And, yeah, of course, you're not going to want to stay there. You're not going to want to open up to it. So it's critical that you get the context, the proper context around what you're walking into, so that you're in the higher part of the brain, which is evolutionary. It's where creativity happens. It's where we feel euphoria. And it's very high level of spirituality as well, and where we feel safe. So that no matter what our environment is, we can welcome it in and truly cultivate from that experience.
Okay. Well, I am going to definitely, I took notes as you spoke on that. I'm definitely going to go back and listen to this, and I'm going to try it one more time, and I'm going to, you know, do some neuro-linguistic programming and talk to myself.
There
and say,
you
hey,
go.
I would
thoroughly educate yourself so that you know exactly what's happening in there, and that way when your brain is trying to fill in the blanks, you have the answers.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm definitely going to try it again. So tell us about your other two businesses. I know that you have Temple Siren, which is a phenomenal spa there in Seattle, Washington, but tell me about your other two businesses.
So Temple Siren, we offer many, many services, which we didn't get to cover. But my other two children are Women's Wonderland, which is private coaching one-on-one, and it's also a sacred container of a group. So we have over 500 members in our community, and we're sharing and exchanging ideas daily. And what I offer there as far as my private coaching service is an 8-step process that basically – my ideal client is somebody who's very stressed out, who's operating at a very high level, who doesn't have the time, energy, or wherewithal to actually get unstuck or create change in their life. And I lead them through an 8-step process. What I will do with you is I will help you become grounded. We de-stressify, we detoxify. You will become grounded, nourished, clear-minded, we get your focus back, we increase your energy, we get you to that next level in performance. We literally take years off your face, we lose the weight, we lose the drama, improve our relationships, create peace in our lives, finally reach your health goals, reverse aging without all these invasive and painful treatments, without the dogma or the drama or the difficult to stick to your regime. We're going to get to the core of what your goals are. And the easiest, most luxurious, safest way to get there. So I'm all about hacking. I'm all about hacking. I like to find the shortcut without cheating ourselves. And so really it's not about giving advice as much as it is figuring out what makes you tick. I'm going to ask you the questions that you don't ask yourself. I'm not just going to give you a new perspective, but I'm going to get you there. I'm going to get you there. So that's what we do in our Women's Wonderland. It's the one-year divine detox that lasts a lifetime. So it's all the practices that we're teaching at the temple, but you can access us from anywhere in the world 24/7.
Wow,
wonderful.
That's incredible work. That is really, really incredible work. I wanted to also ask you about some of your vocabulary. I know that you have a unique vocabulary of words. Can you share some of those and the meanings with my brains? I love them.
For example, I'm not quite sure where we're going with this. I can talk about ketones. That's kind of where I was headed.
Okay. Well, we can go talk to ketones, but I also want to, you know, you were using some terms that you like to use, like womancester.
My made-up words. Yeah, with manifestors.
Yes,
your
special vocabulary.
Yeah, I love my words. So
I do, too.
I find that we're creating new words to create this new level of genius that we're attaining. Each and every one of us, we're all experiencing this awakening. We're going to that next level, and we're creating words to go with it. So my new word lately is distressify. It's a lot like detoxify. It's pretty obvious. I love the word millionista. Millionista is a woman who is impacting millions with her work. I love the word, what was the other one you threw out
Womanifester.
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 So we're master
okay.
manifestors. Our words are our wand. We're master manifestors, and I am a master womanifester. And whenever my husband, for example, he'll say, oh, you the man. I say, I'm the woman. I am the woman.
That's right. That is right.
Yes.
Well, that is beautiful. So I want to circle back around. You said that you wanted to speak on ketones. Share that with us.
Yeah. So one of our services is getting down to what's happening with your metabolism. Let's talk about what's happening with women's health a little bit. Younger women, they're experiencing weight gain. They're suffering from adult acne. They might even be starting hair loss at such a young age. 18 through 25, they're already experiencing estrogen toxicity. And so we can talk a little bit about how that happens. But let's go into middle-aged women. A lot of mothers, they have what we call mom brain or pregnancy brain. They're feeling frazzled or wigged out or disorganized. Their house is messy. You know, they're having trouble focusing. And they may also be experiencing weight gain. Older women, they're going through menopause. They have very high cortisol levels, weight gain. And so there's all these different factors that we have to take into consideration. There's all these things that cause imbalances in the body. But I find that one great place to start is nutrition. Nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. But not everybody... Not everybody wants to eat fucking salad all day. Let's be real. Excuse my language. So it's like, what are you going to tell me that hasn't been told to me 100,000 times from 100,000 different people? And so everybody, it's different. You know, it might be gut health. We might need to start there. But a lot of times, it's a metabolism issue. And so the body has two different sources of energy. It'll actually fuel itself off of fat or sugar. And so the idea is to get it into ketosis. A ketogenic diet will induce ketosis in the body where you're actually fueling the body with the fat sources versus sugar. And in order to do that, oftentimes it's a very disciplined diet. You have to fast, and it's difficult. It could take weeks to get your body into ketosis, especially if you've been dealing with this issue for a very long time. So what we have discovered is that we can introduce ketones into the diet and just get within an hour, and this is one of my favorite biohacks, within an hour of giving you ketones, it's going to induce that ketosis in the body and train the body to work off of the fat and not the sugar. And in that process, you know, we don't want to cheat ourselves. So in that process and learning this new way of eating, you know, we start to cut out the high-carb foods and everything else. But it's really important that you work closely with a nutritionist or a coach who's highly experienced in this because everybody's different. So some people really need complex carbohydrates. I'm one of them. I have to have my complex carbs, but I also like to be in ketosis. So it's finding that balance. It's finding what works for you. And it's a great place to start. So that's that holistic approach and reducing cortisol levels in our body and getting that regeneration that we're really looking for.
Right. Well, you've touched on several things that I'm experiencing right now. I am a woman of a particular age. I am experiencing hot flashes. I am struggling with weight loss. But you know what? I've incorporated some different things in my diet. I talk to my plate. When I look at my plate, I'm saying, you know, is this of value to me? Is there enough color here? Is there enough protein? Is there too many carbs here? Is there enough, you know, is there junk food? Am I snacking? So, again, getting yourself in that headspace is number one. You have to want it to be able to conquer it. Can you tell our brains how to get information and more information and how to get in contact with you, maybe visit your spa? We'd love to share that with our brain.
Yes, if you're in the Seattle area, we're going to be hosting community events beginning August. You can find everything you need to know about our spa and wellness center at templesiren.com, TempleSiren.com. There's also a contact page there. You can reach out and say that you would specifically like to work with me. If you're interested in working with me one-on-one or would like to join our online group, please send me an email. Tell me what spoke to you. Just say hello. You can reach me at leanna@templesiren.com. My name is spelled leanna@templesiren.com. And I hope that you join us. You know, we have a lot to share with you.
Brains, let me tell you, the beauty is more than skin deep. And Leanna has dedicated her life, her business, and her soul to really encapsulate beauty from the inside out and share that with you to help you grow and to help you develop. And that's what we do here on The Edge. We want to thank you, Leanna, for coming to The Edge and visiting with us today. You are a powerhouse and a striking beauty, and I can tell that you actually don't just talk the talk, but you walk the walk. And I thank you, and I want to let you know that there's always a place for you to visit here on The Edge. Please, brains, go back and listen to other edgy conversations. We're bringing together the total package, mind, body, and spirit, here on The Edge. Follow me on the World Wide Web at A Good Person Productions on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're all over the planet. We're even linking in. So until we talk again, be well, brains. Bye-bye.
Thank you, April.
Thank you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.